afilu karabonin. It could be it even goes according to Rabbanin shita. Uli afuke mid Reb Yechnin. And it comes not like Reb Yechnin shita. The Yom Reb Yechnin says like this, that shoma teisha tkiyas, beteisha shoyis bayim, on Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah is to hear 9 tkiyas. 3 times there's a tkiyah through a tkiyah. So that's the mitzvah. So Reb Yechnin shita is, even if you hear it at 9 different times of the day, you are mekayim the mitzvah. Each hour of the day you hear another tkiyah through a tkiyah, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Is Kamash Malon, that over here, no. That even according to Rabbanan, you can't be yaitzev, it's spread out so much. It has to be near one another. So that's the chiddush, that it doesn't go according to Rabbanan, but it goes according to Yehudi Shita. That a mamish has to be a tkiyah through a tkiyah. Said Gemara, v'yeim hachinami, maybe this price goes according to Rabbanan Shita also. And it's just telling you, not like Reb Yechanan Shita, that don't think you can hear 9 hours of the day, each hour another tkiyah. No, they have to be near one another. But maybe not really so close like a Yehudi Shita. For the Gemara came, my v'loy klum. What's the lashon that there should be no interruption at all in between the tkiyah through a tkiyah? So Bishtein, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's good. He always called like one. There's one cheshbon here. So you have to have quickly, fast, a tkiyah through a tkiyah. But according to the Rabbanan Shita, that each one is a mitzvah by itself, so true, you can't wait maybe 9 hours of the day, each hour. But it doesn't have to be right away a tkiyah through a tkiyah. You can wait a few seconds. And here it says, v'loy klum, mashmi, you can't wait at all. So therefore we're saying it goes according to the Yehudi Shita, that they have to be mamash directly close together, and not like the Rabbanan Shita. Yeah. Rashi says, v'loy klum, mashma diafilo hasoka muetes leita. You can't even have a small break. And that doesn't make sense according to Rabbanan Shita. According to Rabbi Yud, it's very good. There shouldn't be a break. But according to Rabbi Rabbanan, in the Chur, a small break he could have. That's why this price goes according to Rabbi Yud, and not according to Rabbanan. Weiter. Erev Shabbos Yotzei Chag. When you had Erev Shabbos in the middle of Yom Tov, that's when you had the most tkiyos. That's when you had 48 tkiyos. So the Gemara, the Ilu, Lamalo Asiris, like a Tani, like in the Mishnah before we had, when the Kanan came down on the 10th step, before it was a Suffolk. Does it mean he came down 10 steps onto the 5th step? Or it means he only went down 5 steps on the 10th step, but on that step there was also a tkiyah, a true tkiyah. So like that cheshbon, it's not 48, it should be 51. So tomorrow, Masnisin Mani, who's our Mishnah go like? We have Lezer ben Yaakovi. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. The Tanya would look like this. Shalosh Lamalo. Lamalo Asiris. On this 10th step, down from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Noshim, they made 3 tkiyas. That's the Tanakama. Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Oimeno, Sholosh Agabi HaMizbeach. They made 3 tkiyas by the Mizbeach itself. When they made the Arovas, put the Arovas around the Mizbeach, that's when they made the 3 tkiyas. Now, Hoime Lamalo Asiris, Einu Oime Agabi HaMizbeach. Rebbe Lezer, the Tanakama, that says that they blew the 3 by the 10th step, he does not hold they blew it around the Mizbeach when they put the Arovas. According to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Shita, that he says they blew the 3 tkiyas, the Shastra were putting the Arov around the Mizbeach, he does not hold that on the 10th step they had to make another tkiyah through a tkiyah. So Mela Mishta comes out good according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, that you did not have to have the 3 tkiyas when the Kanan was standing on the 10th step. Now my time with Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, what's his time to say that on the 10th step you did not have to make a tkiyah through a tkiyah? Since they already blew when they opened up the gates above. And Abizoya Sirus Lomali the Taku. Why do you have to blow again another 3 when they're walking down the steps and came to the 10th step? Like what's the purpose? You already blew 3 when you opened up the top gates. And when you get all the way down to open up the bottom gates, you can blow again. So you don't have to blow in between when you're by the 10th step. That's the Blazam Yaakov Svara. So therefore it's good the Mishnah doesn't say that Cheshbin, so you only have 48 and not 51. You're like Lomali, the Taku. A high lav sharu. It's not like an entrance, not a gate. Hilkach, agabi amizbeach odis. It's more important to blow the 3 tkiyas by the mizbeach when you put the arovis, because that's something special. You're putting up the arovis now around the mizbeach. That's a tremendous simcha. That deserves to have a new tkiyah through a tkiyah. For Rabbanim, what's the Rabbanim for to say no? They would rather blow the 3 tkiyas through a tkiyah. But when they were standing by the 10th step,
rather than when they were putting the arabas around the mizbeach. What's their svara? For Rabban and Savri, kivon detoku lemilu hamayim, since they already blew when they brought the water into the azara, al gavi hamizbeach lomeli. Why do you have to blow another time right away when you go near the mizbeach and put the arabas? Like you just already blew to cover the nisach hamayim. Is hilkach therefore lemalu asirasodit. That's the Rabban's svara. It's more choshev to blow when you're standing by the tenth step. That's more choshev. Because the other one, he said, they blew already for that. You already blew for the Agavi Mizbech. You already blew, Bishasha brought the water in. So now it's more choshev to blow now. And nothing is so close to it right now. Yeah.
When Rabakhina came from Dora from the south, I see Masnisim Biyodi came with a brice in his hand and said like this, O Bnei Aaron Hakahanin, Yitoku Bachatsois. The Bnei Aaron should blow their trumpets. Shain Tamulam Yitoku. Why does the post got to say Yitoku that should make a tia? Shekvar nema utkatem chatzoytes. Already said that you should blow the chatzoytes alo lesechem v'al zivchei shemechem when you bring kabonis. But matam loyma yitoku. Why does it say a second time yitoku? Is hakol lefi al musafim taken? It depends upon how many musafim brought that day. Each musaf needs its own set of tkiyas true tkiyas. Now, if you brought two musafim today, you needed two sets of tkiyas true tkiyas. Each musaf you brought needed its own tkiyas. That's the Kiddush. For the Gemara who Tony Lavu Amla, he learned and he said like this, Loimar comes to teach us, She Toikin Al Kol Musaf O Musaf. On every Korban Musaf you bring that day, it's a Rosh Chodesh, it's a Shabbos. So there are two separate Musaf for a Shabbos and for a Rosh Chodesh, each one needs its own nine tiers. Tanan, so Al Kashra on this, says now Mishnah Tanan, Erev Shabbos, She V'teicha Chag, Hoyusho Memches. There were 48 kiyas they blew on an Erev Shabbos in the middle of Sukkot. Now, if you want to tell me a chiddush that they want to say the most you could have, listen to Shabbos Shabbat Chag. They should have said a bigger chiddush. When you have Shabbos in the middle of Chag, Mishkachas lo chamishim v'chag, you'll have 51. You know why? Because, true, on Erev Shabbos is a special six. But when you have it on Shabbos, since Shabbos has its own Korban Musaf, so you can have the Korban Musaf of Shabbos and the Korban Musaf of Sukkot. So Korban Musaf has nine. So there'll be another three more because of the Korban Musaf. So not only 48, you could even have 51. So why did the Mishnah say a bigger Kiddush? On a Shabbos of Sukkot, that's when you can have 51 tkiyas. If you hold for each Musaf, you need its own set of nine tkiyas. Amar Reb Zeira, Lefi Shein Toikin L'Psicha Shorim B'Shabbos. I'll tell you no. Because on Shabbos itself, you don't blow the Shofar by opening up the gates. You only start blowing b'shas the avodah of the korban atomid. But now when they open up the gates, Rashi she'enu lemitzvah ketkiyah shakorban. That's not such a big mitzvah like it is b'shas korban. Therefore, it's not derech Shabbos. So if on Shabbos itself you don't have these three, it'll be the same halacha 48. You wouldn't have more than 48. Omar Rova, so Rova said, like, what kind of answer is this? Man hai, who is this person? The loichosh kimcha. Doesn't care about what type of wheat he uses to bake his bread. In other words, he doesn't pick out the good wheat. In other words, he didn't say good teretz here. Chodo, one I'm asking you, the b'chol yoyim tanan. It says every single day. Trashi, hoyushom achas v'yesvim. Omani psich l'shorim b'yadayu. It says every single day there was 21. Mashma, every single day you had the three for opening up the gates. V'yemeinu b'shabbos, on a regular Shabbos, you're not going to have 21. So you can't be like you're saying, you're answering me now, that on Shabbos you don't blow three for opening the gate. It's not true. Our Mishnah says you never have less than 21, even on a regular Shabbos. On a regular Shabbos, you also have 21. So Mashma, clearly you blow for the open three for opening the gates even on Shabbos. That's one kash for you. For Yoid, Inami ki hadodi, even if it's equal on the Shabbos of Sukkot. There's also 48, Ninu. Listen me. Why didn't the Mishnah say this also? That Shabbos, Shabbatei Chag, when Shabbos comes down in the middle of Sukkot,
Like, why does the Mishnah only say on an Erev Shabbos in Milah Sukkot, you have 48? I'll give you another time you have 48. On Shabbos Sukkot, also you have 48. So therefore, your answer is not a good answer. If you tell me now that for every Musaf, you have to have a set of 9 tkiyas, so Shabbos on Sukkot, you also have to have 48. Tisham and Mino Atarti. Like here, I'll hear 2 chedushim now. If you tell me this chiddush, that even on Shabbos Sukkot you have 48. Shamat Mino, one chiddush will teach me chiddush Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. It goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov shita. The Eintoikin Lamalo Asiris, that you did not blow 3 tkiyas on the Malo Asiris, that's one chiddush. The Shamat Mino, to Reb Acha Bachanina, you'll also teach me his chiddush, that each musaf you bring needs its own 9 tkiyas. Therefore, on Shabbos of Sukkot has 2 musafim, Musaf Shabbos, Musaf Sukkot, you have 2 times 9. So you'll hear these 2 chedushim. So why don't the Mishnah say it if it's true? Elo Amar Rovas. Rov answers like this. You know why the Mishnah didn't say this chiddush, that on Shabbos Sukkot there's also 48. Lefishein Toikin Lemilu Mayim B'Shabbos. Because on Shabbos they didn't fetch the water on Shabbos. We had before. They used to fetch the water on Friday. So since they didn't fetch the water on Shabbos, you don't have the 3 for Milu Hamayim. Therefore, you don't have 48, you'll only have 45. The Batsri Tuvi, you're missing a lot. That's why the Mishnah doesn't say Shabbos Sukkot. For the Gemara Valisne Nami, Rosh Hashanah, Shechalias B'Shabbos. Why doesn't the Mishnah say when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos also? Deiko Teloso Musafim. There are 3 Musafim on Rosh Hashanah that comes out on Shabbos. You have Musaf the Rosh Hashanah, 1. Musaf the Rosh Chodesh, it's also Rosh Chodesh. You bring the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And Musaf the Shabbos? And you have Musaf of Shabbos, so you also have a lot of tkiyas. Why does the Mishnah say that? You also have 48. So why does the Mishnah say in such a case on Rosh Hashanah that comes out on Shabbos also you have 48? So the Marin says, Erev Shabbos is Teichachad. No, the Mishnah wants to say a bigger Kiddush, that when Erev Shabbos comes out in the middle of Sukkot, it's Rechlei. Why? Lashmina k'du Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. It comes to teach me like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. That water on the 10th step, you should know, now those 3 we don't cheshbin. We don't blow the 3 on the 10th step. For the Gemara, Otto Mikoma, Lisni Hob, Lisni Hob, was that my question? Like, only learn one and not the other one. My question was, Lisni Hob, Lisni Hob, why did the Mishnah say both cases? Say there are 2 times you have 48, on Erev Shabbos and Sukkot, and on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Now the Gemara, Otoni Vishai, that's not Shver. The Mishnah leaves out other cases also. So it leaves out Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos also. For the Gemara, my Shire, the high Shire, what other thing did they leave over, not only here? Have the Gemara, Shire, Erev Pesach. They left over Erev Pesach also. Erev Pesach also, you had 48 kiyas. So Gemara says, no, it's not so poshid. Imishim Erev Pesach, lav shiurihu. Erev Pesach is not called a shiur.